Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is David Forrest standing by, a part of the ICWE 1 year anniversary podcast for ICWE Radio, and I'm about to be joined by a very special guest. Let's get him on the line here, the legendary Southern Wrestling Hall of Famer, Jim Cornette.
Hello.
Yes, Jim, this is David. We're on ICW Radio. How's it going?
David, how are you? Are we actually broadcasting or recording or whatever the phrase is at this current point?
Yes. We are on Memorex.
Well, there you go. Then I will restrain my comments to things that should go out in the public airways.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This has been a killer show so far, the ICWE 1 year anniversary podcast. We've had some great guests on. Jim Cornette actually is helping out his old pals at Ohio Valley Wrestling on Wednesday night. So Jim asked us to give him a call earlier this afternoon and sit down with us for a few minutes because he wanted to be a part of this. He's been a huge help in ICWE over the past 12 months. So Jim's going to give us a few minutes of his time before he heads to the Ruckus OVW Arena to take place in a wonderful TV taping. So anybody in the area, check out Ohio Valley Wrestling. They have a great history in producing fantastic talent. Jim was very instrumental, and he still is there. Jim, I know they're glad to have you. How's it been going at Ohio Valley Wrestling since you've been back?
Well, I'm excited. The reason that I came back was, obviously, I have partners and friends with Danny Davis. I managed him 30 years ago and have known him for almost 40 years. And Danny decided to come out of retirement to take care of a little business with this loudmouth manager. Boy, I hate those guys. Named Michael Titus, and asked me to become the acting chairman of OVW, since obviously it would be a conflict of interest for him to be wrestling and running the company. So I agreed, and now that Michael Titus has been carried out feet first from the Davis Arena at the last OVW Saturday Night Special, Danny has decided to keep his hat in the ring and keep the tights on to enter the Nightmare Cup, which is our annual tag team tournament with his partner Trailer Park Trash. So I'm still got the reins, but this is not going to be like one of those Jim Baker, Jimmy Swaggart, Pat Robertson deals where the guy gives the company away and then he doesn't get it back. I won't give it back. No, I'll be glad to give it back anytime Danny asks for it. But we've got some great young talent here. We're doing the weekly television taping and monthly live events in the Davis Arena and live events all around the Louisville area. So OVWrestling.com is the website for those who would like to avail themselves of some information about Ohio Valley Wrestling.
All right, fantastic. It is great to hear that you're back in OVW. That is awesome news. Well, thank you for joining us, number one, today. I know you're a very busy man, and you're going to be heading over there here in a little while to take part in some festivities tonight, television tapings. ICWE is just released, Old School Hustle. It's available on Blu-ray, a two-disc DVD collection, and Rob's going to make it available digitally for you computer fans out there that don't feel like putting anything in a DVD player anymore. what a fantastic event. We talked about it, but now it's out there. We put it together real nice. The Blu-ray is 7 hours. You get the Hall of Fame ceremony. You get the uncensored, and let me say that again and underscore it, the uncensored Jim Cornette experience.
Well, okay, we used adult language and told ribald stories all afternoon.
Yes. So, and, you know, Black Bart was even involved, so you know that that's the case there. Also, the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame ceremony, the three-hour live event that was spectacular, topped off with Jim Cornette led Thomas Shire into the ring and challenged the IHW champion, Mr. 5.5, Matt Riviere, with Boyd Bradford.
But now, wait a minute! Don't give away. Even though the match has already happened, for those people who have been living under a rock,
yes.
Don't give the ending away because you got to buy the DVD. But it was a great show. There was a mix of legends, like Stan Hansen and Barbara Goodish, and the grappler Lynn Denton, and my humble self. And then you had, ex-national television talent like Charlie Haas, who's a hell of an amateur and professional athlete. You had the stars of the future from Ring of Honor like Kyle O'Reilly, who had a heck of a strong style wrestling match with Matt Fitchett, and then of course the IHWE champion. It was a great night all around. And so I hope that people will enjoy the DVD. It was a great day because we signed autographs and told those burlesque tales and did stuff all afternoon. And so it was a great day for the wrestling fans there. We got to do it again sometime.
Yes, we are going to do it again, and we're going to get into that here in a few minutes. Also, somebody who was there, Jim, who was making his debut, but he didn't step inside of a ring to wrestle. He's actually going to do that on February 28th of All Out Insanity. This guy, I think, is going to be, I think, over the next couple of years, this guy is going to really come into his own, the almost 7-foot-tall American Psycho, Lance Hoyt.
Lance was really impressive that night, I thought. Yeah. And, of course, he's been a world traveler lately. So, he's really coming into his own.
Yes, and he's actually going to be here. Right now, he's with Suzuki Gun. They're made pro wrestling Noah right now. It's not so much that they've tried to take over New Japan. Now they're going to try to conquer pro wrestling Noah. And he still lives here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And in between his days off from Japan, he's actually going to step inside the ring on February 28th. It's actually his birthday, and there's an open contract. And
what kind of dastardly son of a gun would want to beat the man on his birthday? That's a shame. That's shameful.
Lance Hoyt did say nothing would make him happier than throwing a huge Texas-sized chokeslam to whoever wants to step inside of the ring with him on February 28th. Now, also on February 28th at All Out Insanity, I gave you the reins and I said, okay, Jim, you're gonna line up. There's gonna be an IWE championship match, and we're not gonna go into what happened in Old School Hustle because we want you to buy the Blu-ray. But you named the new number one or the number one.
Don't you dare now get on the internet and look it up and find out. You've got to be surprised.
Yeah, but the champion is going to defend against somebody you have a history with, and the Charlie Haas. Now, I gave you the reins, and I said, you need to make the championship match. And you told me, you called me up, you said, David, they're giving it a lot of thought. Charlie Haas is going to get the shot. I think the fans are in for a hell of a treat
so
on February 28th to really see Charlie go for his, Charlie Haas, tell us about him.
Well, everybody knows Charlie was a heck of an amateur wrestler at Seton Hall University in college, and then he turned pro and spent quite a bit of time in the HWA with Les Thatcher, old Uncle Les, and also here in Ohio Valley Wrestling. He went to the WWE, was part of Team Angle. He's wrestled all over the world. He was a part of Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions with Shelton Benjamin, obviously. And I think Charlie's a heck of an athlete, but I think he's in the best shape that I've ever seen him in when I saw him there in September at Old School Hustle. So basically, I think it's going to be a wonderful test of our champion to see if he can turn back a veteran like Charlie Haas that's in incredible physical shape.
Indeed, and we're also going to crown new IWE Tag Team Champions that night. We're going to have a 14 tournament. There's a lot going to be going on. Miss Dyslexia, the female beast, has been calling her.
I suffered from her one time.
Yeah.
I don't have a phone number.
She is going to defend the queen of the ring against five other female competitors in a six-pack challenge. Man, there's just a lot going on. That's going to be
Boy, you talk about you talk about dyslexia. You get six of those women in there, and they won't know whether to wind their ass or scratch their watch.
Yes, that is going to be quite the episode. Barbie Hayden's also going to be there, the NWA Women's World Champion. There's going to be a lot of action. Also, you were able to, before they went on sale, you were actually able to get a physical copy of the new IHW magazine and look it over, your column's in it. What did you think about our first offering from the magazine?
Well, it's one of the nicest magazines that I've seen produced from any promotion in quite a long time. I can't remember how many pages it is, but I believe it's around, 1824? But
that's
it's 38
pages,
my God. See, it fooled me because the paper is so thick. You've got glossy color paper on every page. It's one of the best printing jobs that I've ever seen, and I commend your fine printers. But the color reproduction, the pictures are insane. The action from Old School Hustle. I haven't seen a print job of this quality from any promotion in quite a long time, including the WWE. This is a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter of a magazine right here. You went to some time and trouble on this.
Yes, 14-page spread on Old School Hustle. Jim actually took the time out. He's actually going to be delivering. Every time we print one of these magazines, he's going to deliver us a column. There's an interview with Bobby.
I thought you meant I had to deliver.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here on IHW Radio, David Fuller. We're talking NWA Parade of Champions. We are talking WrestleMania week. And I have a guest on the line that really needs no introduction. He's been the composer of the soundtrack of our lives, and he's been able to take a few moments out of his hectic, busy schedule, and it's just going to get busier as the week progresses. I believe he's on the line right now. Good old JR Jim Ross. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
All right, Jim. Next week is WrestleMania week. Over the last few years, it's become just crazy with everything that's going on. Ring of Honor, WWN Live's doing a plethora of events at Eddie Dean's Ranch in Dallas. The Funkster's going to be there. You've got 2 one-man shows at Jim Ross and Friends at the House of Blues in Dallas. WWE has got so many events going on. What's next week mean to you?
Well, I've got 3 shows, actually. I've got 2 on Saturday, 1 just before the Hall of Fame and 1 after the Hall of Fame ends. And the way we can do that is that the House of Blues is only it's less than a 10-minute walk to the American Airlines Center where that event will be held. Then we have another show on Monday after Monday Night Raw at the same venue at the House of Blues. So we've got 3 shows all together. All the seats... The only seats remaining, put this way, simply put, the only seats remaining are standing room only. That may be oxymoronic, but nonetheless, you can still get into the event, but they're standing room only tickets. So we're very grateful and thankful that folks have supported us as they have. So, but to answer your question, the WrestleMania to me, it brings back nothing but good memories, and it brings back it provides an opportunity for almost like a reunion of sorts, because I always get the opportunity to see a lot of people that I haven't seen since the last WrestleMania. I think the older we get, the more aware of that we are, and we certainly count our blessings that we're able to live another day and see old friends at this event. So it's a reunion of sorts for me, and it's all positive.
Very good, very good. Now Now, for anybody who wants standing room only seats to see Jim Ross's shows, which have been critically acclaimed, every review, every fan who's ever went, or anything I've ever read about your shows has always been just fantastic, and I admire that, and I think it's great. Ticketmaster.com, search Jim Ross, am I correct?
Yeah, Ticketmaster.com has the tickets, and... They're basically general admission, standing room only tickets, as we mentioned. So, but Ticketmaster.com has them. And if you're in Dallas around showtime, which will be 4 o'clock on Saturday, and after the Hall of Fame, 11 o'clock approximately on Saturday night, you know, you can try getting tickets at the door. I certainly would not dissuade that because, you know, there may be tickets available. So, but if you want to get them in advance, which is what is preferred, then Ticketmaster.com is your source.
Very good. Very good. So the NWA is going to be presenting the Parade of Champions on Thursday night, March 31st, at the historic Wrigley Theater in Fort Worth. The world title is going to be on the line. I know you've kind of been watching when you had the time what the NWA has been trying to do over the last 3 years since Bruce Tharp, you know, took over, and I've had good relationships with doing things with New Japan Pro Wrestling, NWA Classics, and such. You know, I think it's a good opportunity for the NWA to be another alternative for wrestling fans. There's a lot out there, and of course, I think we're more of a throwback. We're more wrestling than sports entertainment, more in-ring stuff. You had so many years with the NWA. You're going to be inducted into the NWA Hall of Fame this year. You know, what does it mean to you? I mean, you're on the outside looking in to see that the NWA is trying to do some things, and they're going to have a presence felt during WrestleMania week and Fort Worth nonetheless. We've got your good friend Jim Cornette coming down, and he's going to be there that day. Charlie Haas is going for the world title. You've got Lance Archer. You've got Ray Rowe. You've got Amber O'Neill. You've got Sanjay Dutt, Brian Myers making an appearance. You've got a lot of Chase Owens, Jason Kincaid. You've got a lot of real good talent there. You know, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just happy that the NWA is on the upturn. Seemingly, that's what it feels like to me, and I think that's a good thing. You can't get enough of well-promoted, fan-friendly, solid pro wrestling, in my estimation, and that's kind of what the NWA is looking to provide and contribute to the landscape. So I'm happy that they seem to be rejuvenated, and you know, whether or not because of the lay of the land that the NWA will ever, or any organization will ever, have the influence that the NWA had back in its heyday is really a moot point. The bottom line of it is that when, you know, you just hope that the NWA can continue to be fan friendly, provide a good, solid wrestling, or the bell-to-bell action is more highlighted and underscored than any other aspect of the promotion. So it's a positive for me. If you're a wrestling fan and this organization is looking to help provide more enjoyable wrestling, then that's a good thing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, you know, we're looking to – I've been in talks with Mike Weber, Fight TV, and we're going to – there looks like they're going to distribute a video on demand package of the NWA Parade of Champions. And talk to us a little bit about Fight TV. You've been an ambassador, spokesperson for them. This looks revolutionary. It looks fantastic, especially for promotions like the NWA, the independent promotions. This looks like a fantastic way to get on a nice distribution platform. And it goes along with the current technology where you can watch it pretty much anywhere due to the amazing revolutionary technology we have. Talk a little bit about Fight TV.
Well, Fight TV is a free app, and underscore the term free. It's a free app. It's high high tech. It's got amazing graphics, amazing video opportunities. And what it is that if you have a smart device, a smartphone, a tablet, smart TV, and Wi-Fi, then you're in. That's the bottom line. You're in. It's that simple. So I was a user of the Fight TV app before they approached me to become a spokesperson, and then we took the spokesperson idea and then to where I've got equity in the company. So I am actually invested in the company, because I believe in it, and it does a great service for small promotions or promotions that are looking to gain a better foothold to distribute their product. So you go in there and see a lot of free pro wrestling, if you're a fan of any combat sport, pro wrestling, notwithstanding MMA and boxing, that's what you're going to find on the Fight. It's spelled F-I-T-E, by the way, F-I-T-E app. And I think it's great because it links the smaller promotions who are working diligently to get more recognition and to expose their product to a broader audience and be able to do it very affordably. And the fact that our app has exceeded 15 million downloads, and so it gives you the potential to get a lot of eyeballs on what you're doing, which only can help build the brand and help, you know, build the brand and expose the product to more folks. So that's always been the bottom line for any promotion or any promoter. So the Fight TV app is a way to link the smaller promotions, the indie promotions, to a larger audience base. And the good thing about that audience base is it's not just a North American audience base. This audience base is it's international, it's global. So that's a good thing. And so, again, if you download the app and you have a smart device and Wi-Fi, you're in. You're done. You've done it. So it's a great thing. I encourage anybody listening to it costs nothing to download it. It costs nothing to tour it, to look at it, to see what all we have. And, yes, there's some pay-per-views on there, very fairly priced pay-per-views, whether it be pro wrestling indie shows or MMA shows or boxing shows, but there's also a ton of free content. So it's good. So I really am proud to be associated with them, and I'm really happy that we're able to facilitate small organizations getting a shot at distributing their product to a global audience. So it's a really great tool. I think it's the vision of the future of how we're going to watch combat sports, pro wrestling, whatever. Watch it when you want, where you want, how you want. I'm traveling. If my hotel, which I don't do seemingly anymore, has Wi-Fi, and I have my iPad with me, I can watch easily and watch anything that I want to watch off our Fight TV apps. It's a cool thing. So it's a really good tool. And I think we're doing a great service to help a lot of the smaller promotions get more exposure.
Very good. Well, I've been very impressed, and I'm looking forward to Fight TV allowing the worldwide fans of pro wrestling to see a lot of the events that are going on other than WrestleMania in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex next week, including the Parade of Champions on a video-on-demand basis. We're going to work really hard. Mike's going to be at the Wrigley Theater on Thursday night, and it's just going to be fantastic. It's going to be a big week, fans. We're here with Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, the composer of the soundtrack of many of our lives. And, he's got a lot of big stuff going. He's a busy man. So, fans, if you want to follow JR, he's obviously on Twitter at JR's BBQ, right, Jim?
Yeah, JRS BBQ on Twitter, easy to do. And I hope fans that really like old school, fundamentally sound wrestling are checking us out on Friday nights on Access TV. The New Japan product is really good. It's really sound fundamentally. They don't insult your intelligence. It's old school wrestling and very physical wrestling at its best. I'm really happy to be affiliated with Mark Cuban Station, his network, and with Josh Barnett, my partner. So that's every Friday night, 8:00 in the Central Time Zone where we live, and 9:00 in the East and 9:00 in the Pacific. So it's a fun wrestling show. We like to think, and of course this is being maybe egocentric, but we want to believe that we are going to have the best 1-hour wrestling program on TV. That's our goal. So we work toward that goal every Friday night. So I invite folks to try us, check us out, and hopefully like what you see.
Well, some of the superstars that you've seen on New Japan on AXS are going to be at the Wrigley Theater on Thursday night. Lance Archer, you may know him as Lance Hoyt, and Chase Owens, just to name a couple. Of course, you've seen Bruce Tharp running around on different episodes of New Japan on AXS. So some of those stars that you've seen on that critically acclaimed show that I enjoy very thoroughly, and I'm so glad that you're a part of it now, are going to be at the Wrigley Theater. A lot of them, and a lot of others are going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for the duration of the week for the other events. Jim Ross's website is jrsbarbq.com. That's jrsbarbq.com. It's got his blog where he updates it weekly on a number of topics. He answers fans' questions. Jim Ross is one of the most easily reachable people in the wrestling business, and I admire it. I admire the fact that he's honest. At the same time, he's honest in a way that urges people to want to get better, and we all need that. Everybody should want to get better at something every day. I always tell people, if you want to change the world, wake up and be positive. That'll change the world right there. His podcast is on there as well. You got the Ross Report. He's going to be talking to Jim Cornette about Jim's WrestleMania week and the thoughts on WrestleMania week altogether on April the 5th at 8 p.m. on the Ross Report. And hopefully Jim is not ready to put his hands around my neck after being around me all day at the Wrigley Theater on March 31st. But that's a tale I guess you will hear on the Ross Report next on April the 5th. So, well, Jim, again, I know you're very busy. I want to thank you so much for just taking a few moments and coming on here. And you've been helping us with the Parade of Champions, just spreading the word on Twitter and whatnot. I can't thank you enough for that. Bruce Tharp speaks very highly of you, and I want to wish you a safe trip down here. You're going to be doing your shows. You're going to be at WrestleCon for a little bit on Friday. Go to WrestleCon.com for the information. Jim's going to be working with the Headlock on Hunger, correct?
Right. Yeah. I'm the national chairman of that charity, and it's very simply we raise food funds to buy food. Everybody's a volunteer. Nobody's getting a check. Nobody's getting their expenses paid. It's strictly a volunteer thing. And I'm the national chairman of Headlock on Hunger, and it's to buy food for school-age kids when they're not in school. You know, the research shows that when kids are not in their going to school and they're not in the school meal program, that about 20% of them don't eat, and there's even a bigger percentage that don't eat well. So what we're trying to do is feed children. And, you know, I find it absurd that we can, if we can do something about it, that we don't, when you've got hungry kids in America, that, you know, it's just inexcusable in my estimation. So Headlock on Hunger is a great cause. It's a great charity. So that's my prime motivation on Friday of WrestleMania week, to be at WrestleCon. Great people. And I enjoy working with the management of WrestleCon, and they'll be there from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, and hopefully folks will drop by and say hello.
Very cool, very cool. You're going to be a busy man in Dallas next week for WrestleMania and all the activities around. If you want to follow Jim's weekend, his odyssey through the Dallas Arlington Metroplex, yeah, just follow him on Twitter and go to his website at jrsbarbecue.com. He's got the Ross Report coming up. This week he's going to be talking to Jim Cornette. He's had the biggest names in the business on his show, and I enjoy it thoroughly. So, again, Jim, again, thank you so much for taking a few moments to join us, and hopefully we can do this again sometime. And congratulations on the NW Hall of Fame induction for this year.
Oh, thank you very much, David. Good luck on your shows. I'm sure they're going to be dynamite, and hope the fans will support you guys. That it's a great organization, and the talents that you mentioned are really excellent. Maybe the best wrestling show of the week. You never know down there. So good luck on that, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jim. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was good old JR, Jim Ross, taking a few moments and joining us and talking about the NWA Parade of Champions, talking about Jim Ross and friends coming to the House of Blues in Dallas, Texas. He's got three shows next week. You don't want to miss it. Go to Ticketmaster.com and search Jim Ross if you want information on Jim's shows next week during WrestleMania week. He's going to be at WrestleCon, Hell on Hunger. He's involved with Fight TV. Jim's got a lot of cool stuff going on. He's a very busy man, and I want to thank him again for joining us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's back. Sim6.com for tickets. Don't be left out. Don't have to stand. Don't miss this show. You heard it from Jim. Might be the best wrestling show of the week. You never know. Come check us out. Ridgely Theater, March 31st. Don't you miss it. For David Fuller, this has been an IHWE radio exclusive with good old JR, Jim Ross.